Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
If you were to guess on what Joe Biden would have for dinner tonight, I think I may have the answer. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Chef Walter with Flavors of Knowledge. This episode talks about one of our newly elected president loves to eat the most. We've had a White House kitchen dominated by steaks, burgers, fast food, and little vegetables. I can attest that our current president has been known to be a fussy eater. Years ago, I worked for an international award program as a trustee, and the honorary trustee of the entity was Mr. Trump himself. As trustees, we traveled the world and treated to the most lavish establishment, and our current president was never one to create a kitchen storm. Would you believe that, huh? He dined on simple food and without much fanfare. President George W. Bush craved pizza. Bill Clinton suffocated on cheeseburgers and fries, while Barack Obama snacked on cheese nachos right after playing basketball. But Mr. Biden has a passion for Italian food, specifically pasta. He really cannot resist the smell of fresh tomato sauce. He certainly owes the Italian aid to his wife Jill, an Italian-American with roots from the province of Messina in Sicily. Jill cooks several foods based on Italian tradition, and the president-elect has no other choice but to eat them. Also, it seems that he enjoys mozzarella caprese, the typical salad with the fresh basil and extra virgin olive oil, and occasionally splurges on some good quality pizza as well. I wrote a column recently on our newsletter about the passion for ice cream of Mr. Joe Biden. And so I had a chance to meet the chef. His name is Franco Nuches, the owner of Café Milano in Georgetown in Washington, D.C. He has been cooking apparently for the Biden family for several years, along with all the prominent political and business leaders in the city. And after a brief visit to this site, I discovered what Mr. Biden really loves. It's a pasta dish called Capellini Anne, and it's made with angel hair, corbarino tomatoes, and fresh basil. Sounds unpretentious and straightforward. Well, it is, and in tonality with the simplicity of Italian cuisine, which is, as you know, low on the difficulty scale. But there is always a catch in Italian food. You need to choose wisely the quality of the ingredients, and always in optimum seasonal condition. The tomatoes we're talking about here, the corbarino, come from the region of Campania, in Naples, as you know, from the hills of Corbara. That's where they get the name from, Corbara Hills, which is part of the mountain Lattari, and all of these mountains overlook the Bay of Naples, especially the Amalfi Coast. The fruit's flavor developed from the rich soil and the sea winds from the Tyrrhenian Sea helps, of course, the growth and the flavor of these particular tomatoes. They are long in shape, smaller than the San Marzano. But the Corbarino carries a strong and intense taste with a sweet undertone, which it derives from the nature's slow-paced growing season. They are available in cans or jars. Packed in Italy, and of course with the DOP designation logo on the label, on the bottom right of the label. When you'll have a chance to travel to Campania again, you can choose them from the vines. If you are not able to find the Corbarino in your local specialty food store, feel free to substitute with San Marzano brand Piennolo, and be sure not to purchase a label that reads, specifically, San Marzano style. Do not purchase anything that says San Marzano style on the label. Those are not Italian tomatoes. They are usually packed in California and occasionally even in China. Remember the DOP yellow and red logo ought to appear on the label at all time to purchase the real and the authentic quality. I also had a chance to put together the recipe of this particular dish, which to me it's not difficult at all. It offers a lot of flavors. And I think that you can do this at home, as I'm going to read the recipe to you. And so let's cook together for about 8 people. We're going to be needing 1 package of high-quality brand Angiolea pasta, typically 1 pound. You might just say, but you know, Walter, 1 pound for 8 people? Well, yes, because really, as Italians, we consider pasta a side dish. It's a sort of a taste. It's never been a main course in our lifetime. We seem to overdo it, really, in this country. And so we're going to have a little bit of it. Also, 1/4 of a cup extra virgin olive oil. You're going to need 2 cloves of garlic, peeled and crushed. 1 teaspoon of red chili pepper flakes, and we're going to make that optional. 1 24-ounce can of Corbarino tomato, or in jars. 5 to 6 leaves of fresh basils, and 1/2 cup of Pecorino Romano cheese freshly grated. As far as procedure, it's really simple. Get started by bringing a large pot of water to a boil. Add marine salt and taste the water. It should have the flavor of the ocean water. And if you ever went swimming and you ingested some ocean water, you know what I'm saying. In another skillet, heat some extra virgin olive oil for about 1 minute. Add the garlic and the chili flakes. Stir lightly and shut off the heat and set the pan aside. You really do not want to burn the garlic because it will release an unpleasant flavor. Now you're ready to cut the cherry tomatoes in half and tear the basil into small pieces. Add the Corbarino tomatoes to the skillet and simmer for about 5 minutes on low heat. Adjust the flavor with a little bit of salt to your liking and discard the garlic cloves. I'm saying this because Italians really don't ingest garlic as much as we do here in the country. But you can leave it there, so there is no danger to that. Cook the Angiolea pasta according to the package direction for about 3 minutes. Drain and toss the sauce with the basil. Garnish with freshly grated pecorino cheese or perhaps Parmigiano Reggiano if you choose so. And before serving the dish, drizzle with some extra virgin olive oil on top. Present it nicely, get yourself together with forks and spoons, and begin to feast. I've also like to add that I've seen chefs use locally grown cherry tomatoes, but I think that the dish high acidity content overwhelms the overall flavor. And so I'm suggesting to use the Corbarino. And if you cannot find them, again, use the San Marzano tomatoes. Corbarino is also kosher approved, and that should be a nice dish to prepare when you're in a hurry. And if you're tired, you come home, you can throw it together in about 10 minutes. And that does it for this Joe Biden pasta with Corbarino tomatoes. If you happen to be in Washington, D.C., stop and see the chef Franco Nucese, and you'll have him cook for you. In the meantime, follow this podcast, which is offered at your preferred platform. If you have a chance, jump into YouTube and subscribe to our Nushukani 24 videocast. It's a collection of a short food video. We also ask for your support for the Chef Walter's Children Diabetes Foundation. To proceed from this particular podcast, support our endeavor. And for some good recipes, my blog is always available. ChefWaltersFineFoods.com/blog. There's nothing more to add other than if you cook in a kitchen and you make this President Biden, Capellini, Corbarino, Tameros, and Basil, keep your eyes on the fire. Wear a mask, stay safe, and we'll reconnect on the next round. Ciao, ciao from Pravdes.
Flavors of Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Welch's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwelcherscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Welch's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwelcher.com.
Hello, friends. Please consider supporting my Flavors and Knowledge podcast. Donated proceeds are applied to absorb the cost of cooking classes and health education for children. Help a child affected with diabetes with a donation toward the proper management of the condition through Food First. This message is brought to you by Chef Walter's Children Diabetes Foundation.